Now, in the medieval period, early medieval period in India, a very richly interpreted and experienced system of yoga called the Kundalini Yoga was developed. Kundalini means coiled up one, and it is a feminine noun. What it refers to is the spiritual energy of the individual, which is conceived of as a serpent biting its tail in the form of the Ouroboros at the root of the spine, so that the energy which ought to come up the spine and suffuse our whole being is lost to us. It is simply, as it were, in seed at the root of our body. And the goal of this yoga is to wake that serpent and carry it up the spine. Now, you've all seen pictures of yogis, and you know how the thing goes. One is supposed to sit in something like a lotus posture, in perfect balance, with meditating gaze just about at the plane of the nose, so that you're not distracted outward, nor lost inward. And then you begin to breathe very regularly. The regular breathing settling and steadying the thoughts. You are to breathe in through the right nostril for a certain number of beats assigned by your guru, and imagine that breath is going right down the spine, clearing a channel. And then you breathe out after holding breath for a certain number of counts through the left nostril, imagining the breath is coming up through the left side of the spine. And then you breathe in through the left nostril and so forth. While this is going on, that breath is suffusing the body, actually changing the chemical systems a little bit, something like what LSD does, and activating the serpent. Now the serpent starts up. There are, from root of the spine to crown of the head, inclusive, 7 points. And at each of these points, which are called lotuses or wheels, there is a transformation of the whole personality and psychology of the individual practicing this yoga. In the last century, there was a very great yogi whose name was Ramakrishna, who was a sort of virtuoso in bringing the Kundalini serpent up the spine. And his devotees would say to him, "Oh master, how is it when the Kundalini comes up the spine? How does it feel?" Well, he says, "Sometimes it feels like a mouse scampering up. Sometimes it's like a monkey jumping from branch to branch." And as he comes to these lotuses which are hanging limp, as they're touched, they open and they shimmer and shine. Then they would ask, "Oh master, how is it at the second center, the third, the fourth, the fifth?" And as he would get up toward the sixth and seventh, he would go into ecstasy and pass out and not be able to say very much about it. Now, not being a yogi, but only a scholar, I'm going to be able to tell you what goes on as you go up the 7 chakras. And that's my purpose this evening, this afternoon.